Hello.
Hello, Hattie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know, we've had some reports that you've been stealing snow from the neighbors' yards to make your
yard. Yes, I have.
Why are you laughing like that?
Because I do know, I think it's humorous.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not funny, though, like, because your neighbors are getting upset because you keep stealing snow out of their yard, so your yard looks more Christmassy.
From my yard?
Yes. Yeah, and come on, okay. It's just not cool. Come on.
Okay.
Can you please stop?
Well, I apologize that I'm causing a headache in the neighborhood.
It's all right. Also, they want me to let you know that the snowman that you made in your yard with the boobs on it, that's uh-huh. That's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
No, come on. We've got kids in the neighborhood. They can't see boobs.
I didn't realize we had kids in the neighborhood.
Well, you know,
I thought the only kids that we had were the adults.
Well, they visit sometimes. You know, the kids, the grandkids,
okay.
And stuff.
Okay.
So please don't do that.
Is there anything else I'm doing wrong?
No, just those two things mainly.
Okay, I can clear that.
We don't want to kick you out of the neighborhood on Christmas, so please stop.
Well, I would be very upset if you did.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that. You know, it's. But you know, we have to enforce the rules around here.
I understand. I got a few rules for you.
Oh, tell me.
No, I don't. I'm just joking.
Oh,
but so what else do I need to know?
Instant boner when you said that. No, that's it.
What else do I need to know?
I didn't think you'd hear that. No, that's it. I can let you go now. Just those two things. Please be good.
Okay, I will. And you as well.
And could you there's snow prints. You know, people walked in your yard, I guess, probably from when you're stealing snow. Can you rub out those shoe prints?
I've got a piece of equipment that can actually do that.
Okay.
So I'll take care of it.
Hurry up with that.
Okay, I will. Are you going to be driving by later to see?
Probably. I'm going to honk and wave.
Okay. But let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And happy holidays.
Okay.
And a good new year. Okay, bye.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder. Okay.
Go, 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 shaw, go, 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 go.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch. No. Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird, winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Go, 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 shaw, go, 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 go,
go.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit. Cactus, motherfucker. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the 412th episode of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, RBCP. Today's episode is sponsored by Randall Thor. Thank you, Randall Thor, for being a supporter on the Patreon. Before we get started today, I need to mention something new that's in the Zazzle store. Don Fickles, you know, he did those playing cards for us. You know, the ones I fucked up, but they're kind of fixed now, I think. For whatever reason, when he did those playing cards, it gave him the idea to do bandanas. You know, like bandanas that you wear on your head, like a do-rag, or you put over your face when you're robbing a bank. So basically, now we can all be gang members, just like the Insane Clown Posse is. I'm going to put links to these bandanas in the PLA Zazzle store, so be sure to check those out. They're pretty expensive. I mean, they're probably a ripoff. I ordered one for myself, and it's on the way, so I'll let you know if it sucks or not. I don't know if, like, it's a good size or anything. I forget the exact size. I know it's over a foot squared, but it's got a cool design on it that's sort of similar to those playing cards, but it's got extra stuff in it, like Go Cups and stuff. How could you not want one of those? Go look at the show notes at phonelosers.com, and I'll have a link to those. I've got an important message from a listener named Disturbed Mono. He wants me to tell Fauna to grow a fucking sense of humor. And I don't know what that means. He's trying to convert somebody to get them to start listening. I think he's just having trouble controlling his woman or something. And I don't usually do shoutouts, but that one seemed kind of important. Hope you guys don't mind. You guys know how it is with women. You start letting them out of the kitchen, it just causes all kinds of problems. Good luck, Disturbed Mono. So today's show, it's going to be a little bit different than what you're used to. The calls I made today, I did during a live Twitch stream, which I do Twitch streams every once in a while. They're over on twitch.tv/phonelosers. But a lot of times, I don't even talk on them. I just play GTA 5, and it's really boring. I do races and heists and stuff. There's hardly ever any PLA people on anymore, so I don't know, like, you know, four or five people tune in, and I don't know why they're there, because it's so boring. But today I decided to start making phone calls while I was driving around, and then a PLA person got on, his name was Joe, he drove me around while I made prank calls, and I mostly called the convenience stores called Sheetz, which I've never heard of before, but if you're a supporter of the show, you've heard the Hobosode last week, where I called up a few Sheetz stores and did wacky things to them. If you didn't hear that one, you should be a subscriber over at patreon.com/phonelosers. But the thing about today's show is, you know, I wasn't really taking the phone calls too seriously. I was just fucking around while we drove around and blew things up, got chased by the police. So you'll hear a lot of references to, you know, me playing GTA in this episode. But there were a few good calls that came out of it, thanks to the ideas in the Twitch chat room. So hopefully you guys enjoy this one. If you don't, just, you know, yell at me in the comments or whatever. It's fine. I can take it. People do it every single time I release a show. I streamed for 3 hours, though, and only half of that, 90 minutes, was me doing phone calls. And after I took out all of the non-phone call stuff, it ended up being about 37 minutes. So that's what you're about to hear, is 37 minutes of me calling Sheetz convenience stores. All thanks to Randall Thor, who was in the chat room for a little bit on Twitch, but I don't think he was in there while I was making phone calls. He got bored and just left. Whatever, Randall Thor.
Sheetz, this is Brad.
Oh, hey, Brad. My name's Brad, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheetz.
Yes, sir.
What you doing?
I am stocking cigarettes right now.
Oh, what kind?
Marlboro menthols.
Marlboro? Like with an L? Like,
yeah.
With two L's? Like an L on the end and an L on the beginning?
No, just Marlboro.
Marlboro?
Yeah.
I ain't your bro, chief. Don't call me bro. Show some respect to the corporate office guy, okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Hey, we're doing customer surveys today. Do you have a customer in the store I could talk to real quick?
Give me one sec.
Okay. Is he really doing that? I mean, come on.
Hi, this is Amber. How may I help you?
Hey, Amber. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheetz.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called him to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with real quick?
Customer survey. Yes, I have one right here.
Great. It's really a customer, right? You're not just going to put Brad back on the phone and he's going to pretend
he's a customer. No, it really is a customer. I just wanted to verify that you were somebody from corporate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be sure.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Rob.
Hey, Rob. Are you a customer or an employee?
I am a customer.
Okay, I need you to put your hand up, your right hand up, and say, I solemnly swear that I am not impersonating a customer. That's against.
I solemnly swear I'm not impersonating a customer.
That's against the law. And if that girl that handed you the phone is lying to me, she's fired.
Okay.
Fired. She's going to be fired.
Pardon?
Fired. Like this.
Fired?
Like with my bazooka hitting the building. Fired.
Okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness at that store, at that Sheetz?
10.
Really? I mean, how closely did you look?
I just came out of the bathroom. That was clean. I'm not inspecting the store.
Yeah, but I didn't say the bathroom. I said the store overall. Like seriously, like it's just sparkling everywhere.
I wouldn't say it was sparkling, but
okay. So wouldn't you say 9?
I mean, visibly, just looking, it looks okay. 9.
What were you doing in the bathroom? Drugs or urinating?
What am I doing in the bathroom? That's not corporate. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Did you just say bullshit? Come on. That is not cool.
Hello, Sheets. This is Brad.
Hello, Brad. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's my helicopters. I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheets. For real?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not the person that called before. This is, my name is Steve Dave. The person before is Brad. Hello?
So I'm busy right now.
Well, hey, I'm calling to do...
I don't really have time for your nonsense.
Customer survey. It's not nonsense. I'm the corporate office.
All right.
Hang up.
You hang up. Jeez, rude.
Thanks for calling Sheets. This is Jeff.
Jeff? Joe? What?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey. This is Sarah. I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheets.
Okay.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't told about these.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally normal. We just do it once a week, but usually on the daytime shifts. So if you usually work the evening shifts, then you probably wouldn't have heard about it.
Yeah, no.
Yep. Yeah, if
you just need to talk to a customer?
Yeah, just a quick survey with them, and we'll like mail them a coupon for a drink or a hot dog.
Okay. Let me grab one. I'll see if somebody would
totally
like to talk to you.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Hi, are you still there?
Yep. Just masturbating.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yep. That's weird. Why'd he hang up?
Chief Kevin, this is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I'm in the corporate helicopter right now. I'm in San Andreas. I've got Joe chasing me in a helicopter. I think he's going to shoot me. I don't know if he has something that has missiles on it. He's like right behind me. He's closing in. This is not good, man. So look, I'm counting on you. If I don't make it, I've got a wife, 2 kids. Oh, wait, hold on. I think he's going to crash. Oh, yes, he's gone. He's dead. He just, he just bit it at a bridge. So long, Joe. Tyler?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick? It's a quick survey. It'll just take a minute, and they'll get a free coupon for a soda.
Yeah, do you mind if I put you on hold for just a minute? I'm actually in the back by the office.
Oh, okay, sure. No problem. Oh, man, that was stressful, you guys. Looks like Joe's in pursuit again, though. I don't know what his intentions are yet. It's kind of scary. He must be in a...
I think his name was, one of the Sheets guys.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Jacob.
Oh, hey, Jacob. Are you a customer or an employee?
I'm a customer.
Oh, hey. I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheets.
Okay.
And you know that guy that handed you the phone, Tyler?
Yeah.
We've been having these issues with him, and we're going to have to let him go. And I was hoping, you know, we don't have anyone there to fire him tonight. Do you think you could do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, Tyler, we appreciate your years of good service, but we're going to have to let you go. You're fired.
Okay.
What did he do? Did he cry?
No.
What's his reaction? What's his face look like?
I don't know. Just
disdain?
Just plain face.
Just a plain face?
Yeah.
Are there any other employees there that you would, I mean, like, do you want to fire anyone else?
No.
Like, Joe's not pissed? He's not, like, coming at you or anything?
No.
Hmm. How many people are working there tonight?
There's one at the cash register, and I think a couple in the back.
Hey, do you think you could work a shift for me real quick?
Work a shift for you?
Well, you know, just for like 5 minutes. Could you just go behind the counter and familiarize yourself with the cash register?
Yeah.
Okay, just walk right back there. It's okay. It's cool.
All right.
I'm corporate. Uh-oh, I'm starting to fight, you guys.
Can I help you?
Oh, Jesus Christ, that was loud. Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
And you asked a customer to come behind my register counter?
Well, I'm just going to have I'm going to have him work a quick shift because I had him fire Tyler because Tyler is being a motherfucker and we have a strict policy against that.
I'm the manager on duty, and I didn't fire anybody, so I'm going to call corporate now. Thank you. Bye.
No. Corporate. Damn it, you guys. Hello? Did she just pick up and hang up on me? What a bunch of bitches.
Thank you for calling the Cheats City. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Dave. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you today?
Pretty good, Steve. How may I help you?
That's good to hear. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
As a matter of fact, it's kind of desolate right now.
Fuck!
No customers
at all. Is there anyone outside? Perhaps?
No, sir. I'm very sorry.
Balls! Okay.
You bet. You have a great day.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have instructions for you. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
I'm going to need you to get a mop bucket and start putting comical items in it, like Twinkies, Gatorade.
I can put you with my my manager, see what she says. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is there a customer in there yet?
Hi.
I hear a customer.
Sorry, what was it?
4 gallons.
I'm sorry, what?
4 gallons of
carrots. How much? $20.
I'm terrible. You just can't put it... 4 gallons.
No, I can't do that.
I hear a customer. That's definitely a customer. Hello?
Hold on 1 sec.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello! I'm God. I'm calling you from the corporate office. How are you today?
Okay, I don't have time for this.
Oh, no, so I'm calling from corporate with Sheets.
You're definitely not, though.
How do you know that? You can't see me.
You just told me you're God, though. So.
I work in the corporate office. It's my supplemental income. Durr. Damn it.
Let's see if the next Sheets store is desolate.
Ah!
Hello, Sheets. Eric speaking. How may I help you?
Hello there. This is God from the corporate office with Sheets. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. I'm glad. I knew that already because I'm God and stuff, but, you know, just being polite. So I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak?
Customer that you could talk with? No, not at the moment.
Well, it's for a survey. Go outside and get one. Walk around the block till you find someone. Say, hey, survey, you get a free soda. It's cool. I'm corporate. Now I get to go fly around the corporate jet.
It's going to be great. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for calling me. This is John. How can I help you?
Hey, John. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Yep.
Hey there. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
A customer?
Yep. It's just a quick survey we do just to make sure everything's on the up and up there. And we get them a free drink or whatever if they want. No biggie.
I just get your name again.
Sure, it's Steve Dave.
Steve.
Yep, Steve, and then last name Dave.
D-A-Y-S?
Yep.
I've never done this before.
Oh, yeah, we usually call on the day shift. But I've been in the corporate jet all day, and I just didn't have time.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay. Yep, there he goes.
Can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. What you doing there?
Dishes.
Oh, what kind of dishes?
Like the top of the unit.
Well, hey, calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with real quick? We just do a quick survey with them about the store and give them like a coupon or whatever.
I have some up front.
Okay.
You want me to grab one?
Yeah, physically.
All right, give me 1 second.
Thank you. I hope she grabs them and shakes them.
We did ask a couple people in line, and they didn't want to.
Kick them out. Did you kick
them out? I was like, no.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like they're gonna be bitches about it.
He was a regular.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, yeah, probably best not to. What about if you go outside and like, I don't know, like, perhaps just, you know, just find people on the street? Like, how far will the phone reach?
Not that far.
Darn. There's nobody new coming in?
Not really. They're all pretty normal.
Just insist. Say, you don't have a choice. Don't ask them, tell them. Be like, hey, here's this phone. Take it. And hold on, I'm hiding from the cops. The cops are coming to get me. I'm at a fast food place. I got to hide in the back behind the electrical panel thingy. Oh, drive-through orderer thingy. Here. They won't see me here. I've got a toilet on my body. It's really inconvenient. But yeah, just, you know, tell them. Just tell them. Say hey. Uh-oh. Someone's uncomfortable.
I don't know.
Hello? Jesus, that was loud. Hey.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. I just had it turned up because I'm on Twitch.
I hear you.
Yeah. Like, I just need to talk to a customer real quick. It's just for the survey. That's all.
Okay. I'll run in. We actually aren't that busy right now. I can run in and see if anybody wants to come in. Then for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Someone will do their job. Moose says I should fire her for not having customers. Like, send her out with a sandwich board sign. And soda's here. Soda's. Hello? Damn it.
Hi, this is Sheets and... This is Autumn speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Autumn. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Oh, hello.
Hey there. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Want to just do a quick survey with them?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Sheets is a convenience store, you guys. It's like a 7-Eleven or a Circle K. I'd never heard of it either. On a Hobo Sode recently. I pranked several Sheets. Hello, Sheets? Hopefully you didn't hear that. Sheets, their phones have hold buttons, apparently, because... Oh, hello?
Hi, this is Billy. How can I help you?
Hey, Billy. Is this a customer or an employee?
This is an employee. Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Okay.
And I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey.
I've never done that before, and I'm not sure I'm supposed to, like, I trust this.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
That's what you're saying. What is your name again?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave and you're from the corporate office?
Yeah, but not Steve Dave. It's Steve Dave. Like, it's like one name. First name, last. I mean, you know, it's all my right. first name. It's Steve Dave.
Who's my boss?
Me, because I'm in the corporate office and I sign your paychecks.
Who's my manager?
I don't know. Probably Susan or something?
No.
Well, Jerry? Is it Jerry?
Nope.
Greg?
No.
Steve?
No.
Paul?
I'm sorry, but nice try. If you knew what store you were calling, you would know who the manager is here. And if you are appropriate, that's fine. You can call back tomorrow because I'm not going to do this, okay?
Please?
No, I don't know you, and you don't even know my manager.
I know. I don't want to know your manager, because I heard your manager's kind of a bitch.
Okay, good night.
But look, this is kind of an extra challenge, like making calls while I walk around my house and my garage, drive around town. I should try doing this in real life. Oh, man, Tim, Ricky, I should... Who's the boss? I should have said Angela. Could have gotten into an argument with her about that.
Ken Sheets, this is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Sheets. Hello, Brooke? Hey, what? I don't think I called that one already. Let's try one more time.
Hello, this is Sheets. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets. Hello?
Excuse me?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheets. You know the corporate office?
Corporate office with Sheets. I'm calling from the corporate office of Sheets.
No, I am.
Okay.
Not you, me.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just going to ask him a few survey questions.
Customer survey?
Hey, stop talking to her.
Hang up.
It's rude. Rude. She told him to hang up. The Sheets put out a memo?
Thanks for calling Sheets. This is Doug. How can I help you?
Hey, Doug. This is Carl from the corporate office with Sheets.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
I actually don't at the moment.
Oh, like how long has it been since you had a customer?
Well, I mean, I think I just rang somebody up about 5 minutes ago, but there's nobody in the store at the moment.
Huh, do you have a cordless phone? Could you go outside and, like, flag people down? Walk around the block, maybe?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes. Oh, me. Him.
It's our corporate office. Could you talk to them for a second?
Survey.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Sheets.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to do a survey. Do you have time to do a quick survey? We'll give you a free 7-pack of beer or something.
Sure.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness of that store?
Well, I just walked in, but it looks like pretty much a 9.
A 9? Like what could be improved?
I think maybe a little bit of sweeping of the rugs.
Hmm, okay.
Temporary rugs.
Is there a newspaper nearby?
A newspaper?
Yeah, like just around in the shelves, like a newspaper?
Oh, yeah, there's a USA Today.
Okay, could you roll it up, please? Roll it up.
Roll it up.
Yes. That employee that handed you the phone?
Yeah.
I want you to hit him on the back of the head with the paper because of the sweeping. Tell him no.
I can hit you on the back of the head. You need to sweep those rugs. Okay.
Did you hit him hard?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's laying on the ground and there's nobody here to check out the... You got 10 people waiting in line.
Is there blood?
No.
Fuck. Okay. Whatever. Good enough. Good try, at least.
Okay, what else?
Have you been in the bathrooms yet?
No. I just got here.
Okay, well, have you ever been in the bathroom? Don't yell at me.
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you ever tried the glory hole services that we offer?
What are you talking about?
The glory holes in the bathroom.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Do you know what a glory hole is, Chief?
Huh?
I said I'm not your bro, Chief.
You know who this is? That's a prank call.
Aw. Customer hung up on me. Uh-oh. I hear a click. And do the dial tone. No, they're not coming back. I don't think.
Jeez, this is Hope. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Sheets.
Hi.
Hi, what you doing?
Just standing here.
Oh, isn't there any customers?
Not really, no. I just came in for my break.
We were watching you on the camera, and, like, I don't know, like, if there's no customers, could you go, like, just out in the road and flag people down? Just be like, free sodas, free, or not free, but, you know, cheap sodas, special deals.
No, I can't really do that, because I, you know, can't really leave the store unattended.
Yeah, but, you know, it's cool. I'm telling you, it's fine.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Doug. Like, if you do that, I'll let you take $5 out of the register.
No, you said that your name was Greg, so this is clearly a prank call.
No. Greg Doug. That's my last name, first name.
Right.
In that order.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, you haven't helped yet. You're, like, just standing there, standing around, twiddling your thumbs, and, like, you're not really trying to get customers for us.
Yeah, because that's not what Sheets wants.
You're going to lose all your commission.
I don't get commission, actually.
Well, we were going to give it to you, but, like, if with that attitude, no, you don't. No.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hang up.
No commissions for you, ever again.
Okay, cool. We don't get commissions ever, so I'm going to go ahead and hang up. You have a great day, and if you want to go ahead and come into the store as a customer, totally cool, but if you want to prank call us again, please don't. Thanks, bye.
It's because of your attitude. Don't get commissions. Whatever. Oh, what's that? Oh, shit. Hold on. She was picking up, you guys. Damn it, I didn't know what was happening, but she was actually picking up the phone. I missed out on that one. That could have been fun. I think she was going to star 3-2 me. Damn it. Tim Ergy wants me to say Goldie Wilson's coming in. Mayor Goldie Wilson. The third. You know, it's 2015, so he's the third. He's got his own hover conversion business. When his grandfather was the mayor of Hill Valley, he had to worry about traffic. Holy shit.
Thank you for calling Chase. And this is Beth. How may I help you?
Hey, Beth. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. How you doing tonight?
Good.
That's good. Hey, Mayor, you know Mayor Goldie Wilson?
Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Yeah.
I do not. Is he from Akron?
Yeah, he's the mayor.
Okay. I do apologize. I just moved here from Indiana, PA. And I just transferred back here, so I'm getting familiar with everybody.
Oh, I see. Well, Mayor Goldie Wilson, the first, he's coming into the store in a little bit.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So, you know, knock off the horseplay, for one thing. That's not me talking. That's Tim Riggy. He says, knock off the horseplay.
Okay.
Like, no sword fights with fluorescent bulbs or anything like that.
Okay.
And, you know, whatever the mayor wants, he gets. Like, if he comes in and there's a line, just say, attention, everyone. Mayor Goldie Wilson's here. Everyone step aside.
And
let him cut to the front of the line.
Okay.
He may try to ask for free stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, just say, I'm sorry, Mayor Goldie Wilson. We can't do that ever since the incident.
Okay.
It's not allowed anymore. We can't just be given, even the mayor, we can't give him free stuff.
Okay.
No matter how persuasive he is.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. If he comes in, can you greet him with a hug?
With a hug?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Who is this again?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Steve Dave.
Yeah, you can kiss him if you want, but not on the lips and no tongue.
Okay, all right, great. So I have your permission to actually do this.
Of course, yeah, just make sure it's actually Mayor Goldie Wilson. He'll be wearing a mayor's badge, you know, with the ribbon.
A mayor's badge, okay.
Yep. And
okay, so I'll be watching out for him. Will Stan and Steve Sheets be with him, too?
Will what? I'm sorry?
Will Stan and Steve be with him, too?
I don't know. I just know Mayor Goldie Wilson's coming in there and
okay.
Just
treat
him like royalty.
Royalty. Okay. Yep. Well, I better go off the phone here so I can get myself all dolled up. Okay.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for being a part of the team. That's funny. I think she caught on. All right. Yeah, that's a good idea, Tim Riggy. I'm going to do that. And Joe, if you're listening, I think I'm going to be getting off here in just a little bit. I mean, you know, like stopping playing GTA, not getting off. Don't be gross. Or just get your mind out of the gutter. Jesus Christ. Come on. So Tim Riggy wants me to say my band's coming in to practice.
Sheets, this is Brittany. How can I help you?
Hey, Brittany. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Just hanging in there. Taking it one day at a time. You know?
Okay. Did you need something?
Oh, or? Yeah. So, look, I'm in a band. We're called the Corporate Officers. That's our band name.
Okay.
We've got Tim Riggy on drums. I'm lead vocals and guitar. And there's four of us, and we're gonna come in the store in just a little bit and set up. We're gonna play a show for all the customers.
I'm sorry, what?
We're gonna come in. We've got a band. It's like a rock and roll band. We're gonna come in there. We're gonna set up all of our equipment, and we're gonna just be in the middle of the aisles. It's gonna be very hard to shop in there. Because, hold on, some guy just got in my car, it's weird. And, who's this guy? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, we're going to come in there, we're going to perform. We're going to do like a 2-hour set.
Okay.
Yep, and we're just going to come in like, I don't know, maybe another 30 minutes. I'm in the corporate jet right now.
All right, I have to go. Thanks, it's been great talking to you, bye.
But hey. Okay, I'm look, Joe. I wasn't cheating on you. This guy just got in my car. It wasn't my fault. It's cool. Come on, like, but we can let him get in our car if he wants to. Like, hey, just you don't have to leave him. I mean, come on. He's probably a nice guy. I'm gonna try that one a couple more times, and then I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. You know, I gotta go make dinner and stuff. Let me find another Sheets. It's weird how many of these don't pick up.
This is Nicole. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sheets.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm in a band, and we're going to be coming in there to practice tonight, like in your store, like in about, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 minutes.
You're going to be coming in here to practice?
Yep. It's going to be like a performance for the customers, except it's not exactly a show because we're not very good and we're just practicing.
I've actually never heard of that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's cool. It's me on vocals. My name's Steve Dave. We got Tim Riggy on drums. User fan.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, I'm calling from the corporate office with Sheets. And we call our band the Corporate Officers. It's like me and some other corporate people.
Oh,
we're all bald.
So if I call Source Solutions, though. They'll say it's okay.
Yeah, you can if you want, but you know, when I get there, I'll just flash my corporate ID badge, and you'll feel really dumb.
I've never heard of that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's fine. I just wanted to let you know. Just make sure you get everything mopped up, and because we're going to be taking up a lot of space in there. It's going to be very hard to shop because we're going to be in several aisles with equipment and speakers. We're probably not going to want to have like any babies come in because it will pretty much shatter their eardrums.
I don't think that should be a thing.
Yeah, do you have earplugs yourself?
No.
Oh, well, shoot.
No, why would we have earplugs?
I don't know. I only have enough for myself, but
I
I didn't bring extras. But yeah, we're going to be coming in. We're going to do.
Are you joking or are you serious?
I would not joke about something like this. Something as important as my music. But yep, we're gonna be there. We're driving. I'm in the van right now with Joe. Joe's our roadie. He's driving us up there to Sheets from the airport. I don't know. I've never really been to this particular Sheets, so I don't know how long the drive.
It's weird because I feel like someone would have told me that, and I've never heard that.
Oh yeah, well. Well, I didn't want to tell anyone. This is just like a last moment decision. We were flying the corporate jet around. And we're like, you know what?
We should just start doing. There's no corporate jet.
Oh, there is too. I was just in it, so I would know more than you.
Huh? Interesting.
Yep. But no, what I'm saying is, it's just a spontaneous thing because that's the kind of people we are. We're rock stars.
No, that's not a real thing.
It is. What do you mean it's not a real thing?
Because Sheets doesn't do that. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we would, because I'm the corporate office. Look, I'm the guy that actually signs your paychecks. Even though you don't get paychecks anymore, I sign them.
We don't get paychecks anymore.
Well, no, I mean, you know, like, it's not paper. It's all electronic or whatever. But
oh,
I still
get a paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm the guy that signs it. You're one of those weirdos that still gets paper. Yep, I'm the one. Look on your paycheck.
Some guy said that some corporate band thing. Yeah, it definitely is a scammer. But
a scammer? What do you mean a scammer? How would this be a scam? We're just trying to spread the joy of our music.
Oh,
our
yeah.
art, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you definitely wouldn't have said that if you were a corporate officer.
Oh, well, I'm a corporate officer. Did you say officer?
Yeah, if you were in corporate office, you would not have said that.
You know the name of our band. That's sweet. Thank you. But no, we're rock stars, so we say motherfucker a lot.
Have a great day, hon.
One of the things we say. And she called me hon. That was so nice. Thanks for the idea, Tim Riggy.
What just happened?
Oh shit! I didn't know I was on the thing. I'm gonna turn off the mic. I'm just like promoting my band. That's all. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You can just shut the fuck up, okay? Because I'm with the corporate office and I sign your paycheck. Don't okay me, young person.
That was rude.
I know. But you know what? I'm in a band, so I'm a loose cannon. I'm a corporate guy. I can just do what I want.
Cocky of you.
Yep. I don't appreciate the language.
What are you in the band?
I'm the corporate officer. I mean, we're the corporate officers. I'm on lead vocals and play guitar. I'm pretty much a badass.
So no one's gonna like
take that.
Your attitude. So.
Well, you know what?
I probably won't be able to get.
Sheets and it's in the Heights. Let me help you.
I'm already famous. Hey, shut up. I got to talk to this person at Sheets. Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Hey, I'm just wanted to call and let you know. I'm going to be in there pretty soon with my band. We do music, you know. We're like a rock band. And we're going to be coming in there and playing a show. And he hung up. Fuck. One more try. I got to get a gig.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And I don't want you to listen to my music, okay? Don't ever listen to my music.
Probably won't.
I don't give you permission, so don't even act like you would. Because
hey,
I said so.
Can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Sheets.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be in there, me and several other corporate people. We're going to be in there in about 30 or 40 minutes. We just got into the airport. From the corporate area, city.
Okay.
And we're a band. We play rock music. We're called the Corporate Officers. And I do lead vocals and guitar. And you don't need to worry about the other people because, you know, it's more about me. But we're going to be coming in there. We're going to be playing a show in your store.
Seriously?
Yes, we are. And... It's we're just going to be in there for maybe like an hour, hour and a half. We're going to do 11 songs. And we're going to be...
corporate knows about this?
No, we are corporate. I'm the CEO of Sheets. Steve Dave?
Goodbye.
Fuck. Oh, well. Well, hey, person there that has an attitude. I'm going to go enjoy my rock and roll lifestyle, so I hope you have fun sitting here around playing GTA and shit.
Okay, good luck with that, man.
Okay, I hope you enjoy listening to shitty music, since you're not allowed to listen to my music. My awesome band.
I hope you get a gig.
You hope what?
I hope you get a gig.
Oh, thank you. It'll
happen, but, you know.
I appreciate that. I think I'll get one eventually. I'll keep trying.
Okay, then.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for driving me around, Joe. Thanks for being my roadie. I appreciate it. No, Joe's not even going to talk to me. Whatever. Fuck you, Joe. You know what? I'm going to send mercenaries after you. That'll teach Joe.
That's not nice.
No, okay. I won't do it then. Joe, that person saved you. No mercenaries for you.
Just some life advice for you if you weren't so selfish or about it.
What?
Definitely get a...
What? Very rude. I appreciate that.
You have a, like, on hand?
Okay, well, have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Joe. Corporate officers, away! Okay, I did it.
Hey, Brad, don't hang up. This probably sounds like shit.
Yep.
I'm calling on a payphone from outside of Lexington, Kentucky. In a rest area. This is Zach the TV bootlegger.
Ah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a payphone.
I don't know what the fuck that laugh was about.
It doesn't have a number on it, so you gotta use your caller ID. Look on the caller ID, motherfucker. Get the number.
Nah.
But I want everybody to listen to the Lunch Lady show. Number one sex pervert, Lunch Lady.
I guess.
On MixLR.
I don't know.
And that's all I got
to say. It's alright, I guess.
See how horrible this sounds.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awful. I mean, the audio itself is okay, but there's crazy buzzing in the lines. I think the copper phone lines have been exposed to too much microwave radiation or something. But yeah, let's call that payphone that he called from and see what happens when I call it. Probably just going to give me a computer tone. Oh, yep, there it is. Computer tone. Stupid payphones, they never accept calls anymore. And how the fuck would a computer even connect to that with that crazy buzzing sound? Even when I called in, I could hear it.
Hey, Brad, this is Raymond calling in from my new Cisco phone system.
Okay.
Can you please let me know if
Nerd.
It sounds like absolute bollocks or if it's any good?
I think it's alright.
I will put you on hold now to see if this hold music works.
Oh, great. Thanks. Glad I could troubleshoot for you. I don't hear any hold music. Just silence.
I'm gonna guess not. Anyway,
okay.
Put on the show and I'll see.
Yeah, alright. Thanks. You could have just called your cell phone's voicemail, you know? That's what I do.
Hello, Mr. Gobelina, Brad.
Hey.
It is Tourette TV. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that...
Tourette TV.
I'm glad prank calls, you know, Nation, whatever, and PLA exists.
Yeah,
me too. Because it probably would not be, you know, alive or something.
Oh, come on. Don't be dramatic.
I've actually been diagnosed with, you know, autism, like, November 1st, so it's been a pretty rough week. Last
Isn't
week,
it?
Anyways. But your pranks and stuff and the calling machine community really helps me along.
That's
thank you.
Nice.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm confused, though. Why is that such a bad thing? I think you're an adult, aren't you? Like, you're not a kid, so it's not like you're a kid being diagnosed. Maybe. Like, if I were diagnosed with autism, I would just be like, okay, that explains a lot about my life. Now it all makes sense. But I don't know. Sorry if that's an insensitive thing to say. And sorry to hear about your autism. Glad you like the prank calls. Even if you do like those guys over at PC and also. I guess they're okay.
Hey, Brad. I actually have something very serious to tell you.
Uh-oh.
So...
More serious than Tourette
the
TV?
The drive-thru. Hijacking a drive-thru idea.
Yep.
I actually tried that out. I got a CB radio. Put the 6.5536 megahertz crystal inside of it.
Did it work?
Then I went over to my local McDonald's, and no matter what I did, I couldn't tap into their frequencies.
Hmm.
And I followed all the rules.
You don't say.
Digital 40-channel CB radio.
Yep.
Weird. So I don't know. I didn't really test it on very many drive-thrus, but...
Yeah, try it on more.
Didn't work on McDonald's.
Just try it on more. Keep trying.
Drive-thrus may be onto us.
Maybe.
Drive-thru
pranks
may no longer be a thing.
Don't give up, though.
So yeah.
Keep trying it. You guys, I think it was probably 10 years ago at this point. I decided to make this fake YouTube video back when YouTube was pretty new, and it was going to be like an April Fool's joke. I made this really elaborate video that showed people how to take over the frequencies of a drive-thru restaurant. You know, their wireless headset things that they use in the drive-thru. And it is possible to take those over. Me and friends have done that before. And lots of other people have before, too. I haven't really kept up on that stuff. I don't even own a police scanner anymore, so I don't know if it's still possible to do that anymore. I would think it is still possible at certain places, but I would think most places would be upgrading by now, so it probably isn't. Anyway, the video I made was complete bullshit. It told people to take apart their toasters and their curling irons and stuff to get the necessary components to put in a CB radio. And this prank has been pissing people off for about 10 years now. People go out there and they buy CB radios and toasters, and they follow my instructions, and they're looking for the certain component in a toaster that doesn't exist. It's pretty hilarious. I've gotten some really angry emails. And the best thing is in the YouTube video, you guys have been, you know, leaving comments saying, oh, this is so great, it works so well. And it just keeps fooling people, and I really, like, I actually feel bad about it. I mean, it's hilarious, but I'm wasting so much of their time, and they're spending money on toasters and stuff. Everyone tells me I should have gotten some stock in toasters before I put that video out, but, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I just think it's funny that after 10 years, people are still falling for it. I don't think that guy in the voicemail was serious. I think he knows it's a joke. But if not, he definitely does now. Oh shit, I was gonna put a link in the show notes to the video, but it's been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. Probably because they think that it's a real thing that actually works. That's kind of funny. I think I put it on my personal channel, maybe, though. Yeah, there it is. I'm gonna put a link to this in the show notes so you guys can watch the video of how to hijack fast food drive-thru frequencies with a toaster and a CB radio, because that would totally work. It looks like I posted this in March of 2008. So just a few more months, and it's been 10 years.
Hi, Brad. It's Pa Bell.
Hey.
It's funny. I was
the name thief.
To your last Snowplow show when you were you know.
My friend Pa Bell still exists, by the way. You totally stole that name from
him. Tenants from Hell. You can insert a rim shot there.
Okay. No, too late.
And you called that London Town Apartments in Tallahassee, and it's weird because like I drive by that apartment complex like. All the time, like
holy
at least
shit.
Once a week, and it was just weird to like hear it that close. So if you want to do, but if you want to do some sort of calls of mass confusion, if you want to talk to G-Ed about doing calls of mass confusion, like I drive by there like all the freaking time. So
he can ship you his Slurpee cup.
That. All right, bye, Brad.
Bye. Yeah, usually I take business names out, but that London town, they just kept saying it over and over in the prank, or I did, or something. I forget why, but I just left the name in there. And see what happens? One of the listeners is right there. And I've tried to coordinate prank calls like that with listeners where they go hang out where I prank. But it rarely works out, you know? We gotta coordinate our schedules and stuff. I don't know, I should figure out ways to do that with you guys.
Hi, this message is for Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
That's me.
I seem to have found your wrench. Jessica, our property manager, has put posters all around the complex.
Oh,
and it's
yay.
Very easy to identify it.
I'm not going to get fired.
Airdrop a bucket. Just give me a call and we'll figure that all out.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Five.
Thanks for your service to our country, sir.
Thank you. 5:23 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to have a window of about 3 minutes to get that bucket down there. Throw the wrench in.
Brad, it's Dawson here. A longtime listener since 2012.
Holy shit.
Man, I just wanted to call in and say you've been doing a great job keeping me laughing over the years.
Aw,
keep
thanks.
It up. Also, man,
I hope you didn't hate today's Twitch show.
Yeah, bring back some calls with Stacy. You know, find out where that old gal's at, and you know, get her to come back.
Oh,
and
I know where she's at.
Phone calls. I used to love the Roy and Stacy in the morning calls back when you were transitioning from Cacti Radio to the Snowplow Show back in 2012.
Yep.
I used to love listening
those were good
to that
times.
Early in the morning when I would be going to the base when I was in the military. But thank you, Brad, for all your years of laughter you give me and my coworkers at the base.
You're welcome.
Keep it up, man. Thank you. Bye.
Me and Stacy tried to get together for some calls a few times over the years, but hasn't worked out yet. I'm sure we'll get together one of these years again.
Hey, Brad, it's Cisco Kid.
Hey.
No Cactus Corner today, but I'm just here
thank
to
God.
Promote the Anti-Social Engineering Podcast with Lux, a.k.a. Riley Mix, and Jeff Izzard.
That sounds awful.
Put out their 8th episode right now, and it's a really good listen. That stuff starts around episode 4 and afterwards, but they actually interviewed...
So you're saying that the ones before
the,
that suck?
The unofficial artists for the Snowplow Show. So, Nick Caesar. So definitely look into that, everyone.
He gets interviewed
and then
a lot.
Also, I just wanted to say great job on the new episode of Snowplow Show with the Lieutenants from Hell calls out in space and everything. Really funny stuff there. And finally, since it's the holiday season, just want to say you should, especially for those that don't donate on Patreon, even though I do, you should put out the Amazon gift list. I actually have 2 things in my basket, so just a future reference, you're welcome, for the new Amazon Echo Dot and the mixer on there as well.
What's happening?
So, great job
Amazon
on everything, Brad.
Something?
And, you're welcome.
What?
Merry Christmas, and follow the rules, everyone.
Yeah. Bunch of stupids. Is he saying he's sending me stuff from my Amazon gift list thing? If so, thanks. But maybe I misunderstood that. That was confusing. Anyway, while he was talking, I looked up his podcast on my podcast, Pocket Cast. app thing that I use, the Anti-Social Engineering Podcast, and I'm going to find the link to that on the internets and put that in the show notes. A lot of you probably know Riley Mix. He went by Lux a few years ago. He was on Giad's show a lot, The Art of Phone Larking, and he was a lot of fun to have around on the shows. He was on a lot of the shows. I think he was on my show once or twice, I think, maybe, I can't remember. But I'll definitely be listening to your podcast in the near future. Thanks for letting me know about it. Oh, and I'll put links in the show notes. It looks like it's anti-socialengineering.com. They're one of those people that puts a hyphen in their domain name. So go check that out, anti-socialengineering.com. I don't know what the podcast is about, but it's got an awesome name.
Hey, how diddly do diddly, Brad Areno. I was just calling to let you know that Killer Robot number 3 should be arriving tomorrow.
Yay.
And there's a button where you can record your own theme on it. And I think you hold it for about 4 seconds, but I don't know.
You're serious.
But,
okay.
Yeah, this should make this is your robot replacement for Laugh Track Matt.
This is going to be great.
Enjoy. And see you on the train lines. GTA for the win. Bye.
Yep, that was Nick Caesar, the Snowplow Show's unofficial artist, the one that does all those cartoon drawings. I actually messaged him on Facebook today asking if he would get on GTA, and I guess he didn't see the message or wasn't browned or something. But he sent me the Eevee robot from the movie WALL-E, and I guess another one's on the way. I think he's just trying to put a listening device in every room of my house. I really should be taking these things apart to see what he's up to. I'm onto your tricks, Nick Caesar.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for this.
Hey, Brad. It's Crazy Calvin.
Hey.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for actually doing the idea of the PLA in cards.
Yeah.
I looked at the design on Zazzle, and they turned out great, so I got myself a set of the blue.
Except how I fucked up the borders.
Also,
I got the red ones, so you know what? We're basically in a gang war now. You should get the red bandanas while you're at it.
I have an idea for you to use in one of your next calls. Next time you have a homeowners association directory or something like that, you should tell them that you poured antifreeze all over your driveway. Because you thought it would help keep your driveway from freezing over with all the snow coming soon.
Wouldn't it?
That should get a good reaction out of them and maybe even some calls to the EPA.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Anyways, Crazy Calvin, away!
Yeah, no, can't do that. But yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to do something that causes a bunch of calls to a government agency.
Hi, Brad.
Perfect idea.
Minnesota Greg.
Hey.
I was just watching the Mick and I heard you mention that on an episode before. And he was using a crossbow, I'm sure you saw it.
Shot the kid in the arm. It was great.
Actually,
it was an awful episode, but that scene right there, that was just hilarious.
Anyways, that would be funny when you tell people you're sitting in their tree. You could say you were hunting in their backyard with a crossbow, and you took a couple shots, and you're missing two arrows. And if they could find them and return them to you, that'd be nice.
It sounds funny, but I'm pretty sure people would definitely call the police if I told them I was hanging out in their trees with a crossbow. I mean, really, if I got a call like that, that would make me a little bit nervous, I think.
I thought that'd be funny. Anyway, once again, I said last time, very quickly, you played my singing to God dang it.
What?
What's
happening?
I forget her name. The operator. Looking for K.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, man. Thank you. Love the show, brother.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So I'm going to quit playing voicemails. There's still a bunch of them left here. So if I haven't played your voicemail yet, sorry. I know I said on the last show I was going to try and catch up on the voicemails on the next show, but it's now 11:30 at night when I'm putting this together. I don't think I'm going to get this thing finished tonight as it is, but maybe if I'm lucky, I can get it put together in the morning before I have to leave and do a bunch of errands all day. Wish me luck on that. Hopefully I'll get caught up in the next episode, though. I'll play the rest of these voicemails. Thanks once again to Rand All Thor for sponsoring this episode of the Snowplow Show. And just a quick thank you to the people in January of 2017. That's how far up I am now on these things, who supported the Snowplow Show, but I never got around to making them the sponsors, such as Gizmo Pagan, Nicholas W., Antoine D., Greg T., Steve B., Scott FOD87, Default C., Robert S., Jason B., Sean L., Miguel F., Ty A., Buster C., Honey Baby, Julian J., Todd L., Philip B., Elkie, Sean F., Nicholas W. Wait, why is he in there twice? That's weird. What the hell is he trying to pull? Okay, Will B., Kuraz, Trevor M., Chris, and Sarah. Thanks, all of you, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. You guys are forcing me to keep this thing going, whether I want to or not, so thanks for that, I guess. You know what song we haven't heard in a while? We haven't heard Wish by Rappy McRapperson. And you guys are always asking me about that song because I used it on some YouTube videos a couple years ago. So that's what we're ending today's show with. This is Wish by Rappy McRapperson. This is an unreleased song that he told me I could play, and I don't know if he meant I could just keep playing it over and over forever, but I'm doing it anyway. What's he gonna do about it? He doesn't even have a Twitter account anymore, so he can't stop me.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Oh, a shooting star. Let's make a wish. I wish I was a little bit shorter.
Shorter.
Taco Bell, run for the border. I wish to save the whales.
Cool.
I wish that the notes went up and down a scale. I wish that I had more wishes. I wish more girls were more promiscuous. I wish for world peace. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. I'm a radical dude.
Huh?
Pizza, that's my favorite food. Let's make some wishes. Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. But my wish for today, I wish that Michael Bolton would sing on my birthday. Watch me do a backflip! Watch me do a robot dance! My rap flows are cool! Tell everybody there's a party at the pool! I'll invite my friends! Like Larry, Sally, Bob, and Steven. We'll wish for cool stuff. Wishes turn real if you wish hard enough. I wish we could party on my balcony. I wish death upon my enemies.
Yeah.
Let's step outside and take a look at the beautiful night sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished. And disappeared. And then everybody cheered.
There is no doorbell, sir, and this is a bullshit call.